We're told that airbags prevent injuries, but we're also warned that they can sometimes cause them. This seems like a lot of controversy over what is basically a big bag of nothing. A Moment of Science looks at what's in an airbag. An airbag has three basic parts: the bag, the sensor which releases the bag, and the inflation system. An airbag isn't really inflated with air, it's inflated with nitrogen gas. In most airbags, the sensor triggers chemical reactions that produce nitrogen gas from chemical tablets stored in the unit. The gas whooshes into the bag and inflates it in only a few milliseconds. Here lies the problem. The speed of the deployment can be dangerous. If you sit less than 10 inches from the steering wheel, the bag may hit you as it inflates, potentially causing major injuries, especially to smaller adults and children. Newer airbags improve on each of the three parts of the system. Some reshape the bag or tether it so that it stays farther away from the driver or passenger. Others simply use fewer chemical tablets so that less gas is produced. So-called smart airbags have sensors in the passenger compartment that tailor the inflation for the severity of the crash and for the people in the seats, whether large or small, close or farther away. What about the danger of smothering? Airbags have tiny pores that let them deflate in less than a second, so they will not stay pressed against the driver or passenger. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Techs Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian with help from Harold Ogren in physics. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.